Welcome to The Dread World, where we talk about contemporary issues facing dreadheads. Disclaimer, all information provided is solely based on my experience having locks. I am not a loctician, nor a locologist, nor any professional for that matter. Just another lock lover, passionate about locks.
You're listening to The Locktimistic.
The Locktimistic. To keeping it Locked.
Hello friends, how are you doing? I want to know. Do let me know. The link is in my description. Just reach out. Tell me how your week has been, how your day has been, how life is, you know, how life is going. There's just so much going on. I just want to know what's going on. Plus, I really don't have much going on. So yeah, I want to know, how are you doing? Come on, talk to me. I really, really love hearing from you guys. So yeah, I appreciate it. So keep them coming, keep them coming. I am good. Like I said, I don't have much going on. So that's that. Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, if you're new here, welcome, 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 welcome. If you are not, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in today. Welcome to yet another history lesson as we talk about the symbol of dreadlocks. So we talked about the history of dreadlocks and we just dove headfirst into that. And so let's talk about the symbol of dreadlocks. So we know that very, very, very diverse people wore dreadlocks in the past. So why did they wear dreadlocks? Because one thing that we learned from the previous episode is that as much as we can't really say who wore them first, but the people who wore them were very different. So they have to have reasons why they wore them, because the fact that they're very different, you can't really say it's because they're the same. You know, so yeah, let's get into it. So as we have already established, dreadlocks mean a lot of things for different people. The most common symbol of dreadlocks is a religious symbol. Dreadlocks took a religious stance for a variety of people. For example, in the Rastafari movement, dreadlocks were symbolic of the Lion of Judah. And it was sometimes centered on the Ethiopian flag. Dreadlocks connected the dreadhead with Jah, representing deep respect for their deity. So it was obviously deemed spiritual, justified by that. In the Bible, we do know that there are some accounts that date dreadlocks back to the Old Testament times, when you bring up Samson and the Nazarites. So dreadlocks definitely meant a spiritual connection with their God, because for both of them, the common factor is that they both had a covenant with God, and so they could not cut off their hair, so they wore their hair in dreadlocks. Now, the reason why there is such a huge variety of people who had a religious symbol of dreadlocks is because the belief was that locking of hair kept the mystical power in the body, preventing it from escaping through the head. You know, definitely if your hair was loose, then, you know, there was falling of hair. and I mean, not the kind of hair fall where you become bald, but the kind of shedding, basically, I should have used shedding instead of falling, my bad, where, you know, we shed like 100 strands a day normally. So it was believed that that is how you lose your mystical power, through combing and all that. But when you lock your hair, you're locking all that in. And so you're preserving your mystical power in your body. You're preventing it from escaping, even through the head, through your scalp, you know. In the Hindu culture, we know that Lord Shiva wore his hair in dreadlocks. Now, his hair was of importance in that, you know, the sacred river Ganges was believed to flow from his matted locks. And so if, let's say, he shaved his hair bald, then the river wouldn't flow, you know. So his hair was very symbolic of religion. In other cultures, locked hair was symbolic of a spiritual connection to a higher power. So while others believe that the locked hair was holding the power in and preventing the power from moving out of their bodies because they believed that they had power themselves, they were powerful. For example, like Samson, other cultures believed that that locked hair was a symbol of spiritual connection to a higher power. In Ghana and Mexico, locks were believed to hold spiritual meanings. Now, in Ghana, they were just reserved for priests of Akombo, while in Mexico, the Aztec priests had their hair untouched, long and mated. So the common factor in that, we see that in both Ghana and Mexico, dreadlocks were worn exclusively by priests. So that is the first symbol. The second symbol is dreadlocks were associated with strength. Now, we can also bring about the aspect of Samson. Now, with Samson, yes, we can't really say that the dreadlocks gave him power. It was basically the power came from his hair. And because he was not to cut his hair, even trim it or anything, he kept his hair in dreadlocks. And that is just a belief. Don't fight with me. In West Africa, the Wolof people and the warriors of Fula kept dreadlocks because for them, they meant strength. If you had dreadlocks, then you were strong. Now, in Kenya, we already talked about the Mau Mau, so yeah. Aside from then, and maybe we should add this to our points, but dreadlocks are a symbol of freedom, right? Now, aside from that, they symbolized strength because even while they were fighting for their independence and self-rule against Europeans, they kept their hair in dreadlocks to symbolize strength. And even in Kenya, the Maasai still wear their hair in dreadlocks to symbolize strength. Now let's just add that one that we just said. Dreadlocks symbolized freedom because back then, masters required their slaves to shave their hair completely. So if you kept your hair, then that meant that you were free, or at least that you were revolting against your ruler. And so, because you just kept your hair, and I mean, this was some dark times because you're clearly fighting for your independence. That means that even where you sleep is like just so messed up. Maybe you'll sleep in the forest or whatever. And so because of this, you wouldn't really maintain your hair. So your hair ended up mating and locking and everything. And so, you know, it just meant dreadlocks eventually became a statement of freedom. Because as much as just growing out your hair was a way of rebellion against your masters, your hair would eventually form locks. And so someone would see you with locks and associate it with freedom. And so dreadlocks became a symbol of freedom. Now, this is just a side note. It's just something I just thought about. Now, because while they were fighting for their independence, they couldn't have all the luxuries, right? Even washing of their hair was not a concern because they were like always on the move. They were always plotting, planning on how they're going to get ahead of the Europeans and, you know, just finally get their freedom. So because of that, I mean, no one had time to comb your hair or even hold your hair up in a bun, right? I'm starting to feel like, you know, dreadlocks is a protective style. It was actually a good idea because if you put your hair in dreadlocks, and you know dreadlocks don't require much, they're just very, just leave them alone and they will flourish, right? So when I think about it, I'm like, you know, it was a good idea them keeping their hair in dreadlocks because they didn't even have time to do anything. So dreadlocks were a really good idea, you know, like you can just go. Just always on the go. So, you know, your hair still looks good while you're fighting for independence. Anyway, another symbol of dreadlocks is that dreadlocks symbolized wealth. Now, this is in Nigeria. The Yoruba and Igbo children born with mated hair, they were viewed as spiritual beings and were celebrated as bringers of wealth. And only their mothers could touch their hair. So, you know, I don't know how that works. I mean, I don't know. Can someone be born with mated hair? I don't know. I've never seen such a child, because most children aren't even born with that much hair. Children born with a lot of hair are normally just a rarity. So then the hair has to be mated again. Now I understand why they were celebrated this much and viewed as spiritual beings, because it's not something that happens every day. Children born with mated hair, that's like unique, right? However, in the Yoruba and the Igbo, adults who locked their hair were viewed with suspicion. So aside from the fact that children are the only ones who were seen as a blessing when they had dreadlocks, if you were an adult and you wore your hair in dreadlocks, then you were seen as a pariah, or maybe, you know, just a bad woman. So yeah, that is strange. It's interesting. It's different. It's very different. Another way they were perceived is they were perceived as a tool to instill fear. Now, because dreadlocks were viewed as intimidating and, you know, just filthy and disgusting, people wore them by choice to instill fear in their enemies and potential threats. So, yeah, and it worked. It did work. So, the guardsmen at the pinnacle commune in the Rastafari culture wore their hair in dreadlocks for the sole purpose of instilling fear in any potential threats. Dreadlocks also symbolized a connection to Africa. They symbolized a rejection to the West and a renewed sense of pride in African physical characteristics and blackness. And you know, we can understand this, because you know, it's very easy to be, as an African, to be westernized and, you know, to not find pride in your ways and your customs and your beliefs. It's very easy to abandon your own for another. And dreadlocks served the purpose of rejecting the westernization, rejecting the assimilation, and you know, just having pride in your own blackness and in your motherland. They served as a reminder that you can love your natural hair as it is, that you don't have to relax your hair to love it. You don't have to relax your hair for it to look good. And you know, speaking from experience, someone who relaxed their hair the longest, I think most of my life, currently, I have actually spent most of my life with relaxed hair. It just showed that you can still look bomb with your hair natural, and not only just natural, but if you just leave it alone and let it do just what it does, let it lock, let it intertwine, let it tangle, you know, you will still look beautiful. Your hair will look as lovely as ever. And you know, loving your natural hair as is. Dreadlocks were seen as a symbol of power, as a symbol of holding power per se. Not just power, but holding power. Because people with dreadlocks believed that they had power. And, you know, by keeping their hair in locks, then their power was not being emanated from their head, emanated from their scalp. They were able to retain it into their bodies. They believed that dreadlocks basically increased one's overall energy mentally and physically. So yeah, you know, I think what you believe becomes your reality. Dreadlocks were also used as a statement of disregard for physical appearance. Yeah, I don't really want to talk much about this because I don't really have a stand. I don't know. I think a complete disregard, well, that is how they were viewed then. Personally, I think maybe it's someone who just doesn't want to do too much, you know. But anyway, like I said, I don't want to talk too much. This can be like a whole thing. And I don't want to get into that. Finally, in some cultures, especially in Southern Asia and the Middle East, dreadlocks symbolized the rejection of materialism and vanity. And you know, maybe that can actually go hand in hand with the disregard for physical appearance, because you just don't focus on that, maybe because you're focusing on other important matters, because physical appearance is like a very minuscule thing in life. It's not irrelevant, but it's very minuscule, you know. So maybe you just forgo that to focus on other important matters. So yeah, that's maybe what happened, you know. I wouldn't know, I wasn't there then. So yeah, what do dreadlocks symbolize for you? What do your dreadlocks symbolize? For me, dreadlocks symbolize loving my best natural self. Like I said, I used to relax my hair the longest, and it was because my hair was really easy to deal with when it was relaxed rather than when it was natural. It was just a headache, and you know, I low-key dreaded my natural hair. And finally, when I came to realize that I don't really even like my natural hair, the only thing I liked about it was just looking at it, but dealing with it was like, it was just too much. So I used to just clint a lot when I stopped relaxing, because I realized that's not it's not the best thing for your hair. So I started clinting, and I realized that because my hair was natural then, dealing with it was a nightmare. So I didn't even want to comb it. I didn't even want to stay like a whole week with my loose hair not plinted. So I used to just plaint and plaint and plaint and plaint. So yeah, I became a slave to plaiting and braiding and all that. So my dreadlocks symbolize being true to myself and loving my natural hair as is. They also symbolize my love for hair, because I have met people who actually just shaved their head because they just got tired of their hair. And I have gotten tired of my hair countless times before, but shaving my head was never an option. Now, I'm not trying to say that they did not love their hair, but for them, hair was clearly not a priority. My dreadlocks symbolize that for me, hair is a priority. And I'm not going to lie, I don't know, I love my hair to bits and pieces. I don't want to say I would do anything, but I would do almost close to anything to just keep it on my head. I know it's just dead cells and everything, and it's just vanity. Yeah, maybe I'm vain like that, whatever, but I love my hair to bits and pieces. Sue me. Let me know, what do your dreadlocks symbolize for you? You can reach out on my socials. We can talk about this. You can DM me on Instagram. You can email me. My email is at the.locktimistic@gmail.com. Let's keep this conversation going. What do your dreadlocks symbolize for you? That is it for today. I appreciate you for spending time with me today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you know, if you have reached this far, that means you have reached the end of the episode. So yeah, do reach me on my socials. If you would like to be featured on my Instagram page, do let me know. And yeah, we'll see how to go about that. You can always email me for any episode suggestions or whatever you want to talk about. I am here for it. As usual, do subscribe so that you can get notifications each and every time I upload, and I'ma do better. The quote of the day is, no matter the race, you will find a connection to having dreadlocks for spiritual reasons. Let that marinate. Let that sink in. You do with that what you will do with that. Okay? That is all for today. To keeping it real, to keeping it true, to keeping it locked. Until next time, bye!